Arkham Horror LCG Deconfusion Guide 2026 Chapter 2 Versus Revised Core and Every Expansion Explained. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Buy the Chapter 2 Core set if you are starting Arkham Horror, the card game in 2026. Keep Revised Core if you already own it, or buy it deliberately for the Chapter 1 Legacy Campaign Library. Chapter 2 is a new current foundation, not a second edition. Revised Core is not an expansion. Campaign expansions contain stories, investigator expansions contain player cards, investigator decks contain one ready-to-play character, and old Deluxe Mythos products are partial legacy cycles. Arkham Horror has one of tabletop gaming's best campaign systems and one of its least forgiving product vocabularies. A listing can say Core, Chapter 2, Revised, Campaign, Investigator, Scenario, Small Campaign or Deluxe, Mythos or Return to, and each noun changes what is actually in the box. This is Yumi's Shelf Translator, exact contents, clean compatibility rules and four buying paths that do not leave you holding half a story. One naming correction first. The 2021 product is the Revised Core set, not Revisited Core. Marketplace listings sometimes blur the wording. The exact Amazon ASIN is B999D3P8S. The 2026 Chapter 2 Core is ASIN BGKWJ. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Chapter 2 or Revised Core, which box should you buy? For a new 2026 player, Chapter 2 is the answer. It is Fantasy Flight's current evergreen core and the intended foundation for the current environment. It includes 5 ready-to-build investigators, all essential tokens, the Chaos Bag, rules and the 3 scenario Brethren of Ash campaign. Future campaign and player card development is designed with this current environment in view. For an existing Revised Core owner, the answer is keep playing. Revised Core remains a complete Chapter 1 foundation with an enormous compatible library. Chapter 2 does not erase those cards or stories and is not a rules addition that invalidates your shelf. Buy Chapter 2 later when its 5 investigators, player cards, introductory campaign, quality of life pieces, or future release path are the thing you actually want. Buy Revised Core today only when you deliberately want a Chapter 1 path and the box is offered at a normal price. Do not buy both cores as a complete starter. They duplicate the foundational job while providing different investigators, card pools, and stories. What exactly comes in the Chapter 2 core set? Investigators: Daniela Reyes, Guardian; Joe Diamond, Seeker; Trish Scarborough, Rogue; Dexter Drake, Mystic; and Isabel Barnes, Survivor. The box organizes its player cards into 5 starter decks plus a customization pack, so all 5 decks can remain assembled simultaneously. That is a practical improvement for households that want to teach quickly or keep multiple investigators ready. Story: The 3 scenario Brethren of Ash campaign, Spreading Flames, Smoke and Mirrors, and Queen of Ash. It is an introduction, not an 8 scenario campaign box. Expect enough narrative and escalation to teach campaign procedure. Then choose a larger or small campaign for the next arc. Exact inventory: 224 player cards, 133 scenario cards, 44 chaos tokens, 51 resource tokens, 38 damage tokens, 24 horror tokens, 41 clue doom tokens, 5 investigator cards, 5 investigator mini cards, 5 full investigator tokens, 20 connector tokens, 1 lead investigator token, and 1 chaos bag. The connector tokens show which locations touch. The full investigator tokens can replace mini cards on the map. Keep the 5 starter packs intact for the first session. The customization pack exists so you can tune after everyone understands what their investigator is trying to do. What exactly comes in the Revised Core set? Investigators: Roland Banks, Guardian; Daisy Walker, Seeker; Skids O'Toole, Rogue; Agnes Baker, Mystic; and Wendy Adams, Survivor. These 5 are foundational Arkham identities whose deck-building rules and signatures support a large Chapter 1 card library. Story: The 3 scenario Night of the Zealot campaign, The Gathering, The Midnight Masks, and The Devourer Below. The first scenario is a tutorial. The second opens the map and asks what the investigators can accomplish before time expires. The finale is famously severe. Do not mistake that sharp ending for the difficulty curve of every later campaign. Exact inventory: 245 player cards, 111 scenario cards, 44 chaos tokens, 61 resource tokens, 40 damage tokens, 27 horror tokens, 57 clue doom tokens, 5 investigator cards, 5 investigator mini cards, 1 lead investigator token, and 1 chaos pack. The 2021 revised core replaced the need to buy 2 copies of the 2016 original core by providing full playsets and enough material for up to 4 players, while adding organization and selected higher level cards from earlier releases. Night of the Zealot is a prologue with teeth. Judge the system after the Midnight Masks, then judge the long campaign format after Dunwich or Carcosa. What changed between the rules, cards, and physical pieces? Chapter 2 is not a new addition. Fantasy Flight says earlier cards remain compatible. Card templates and wording have received quality of life updates, and the current versus legacy environment gives future design a smaller recommended card pool. That is a deck building and campaign development framework, not a wall between old and new cardboard. The revised core splits learning between a learn-to-play guide, rules reference, and campaign material. Chapter 2's 48-page rulebook brings introductory rules, universal setup, campaign flow, deck building, and an abridged grimoire into one guided reference. It also tells returning players what changed. The 5 full investigator tokens and 20 connectors are the most visible physical additions. The chaos bag and familiar token families remain. The card counts cannot be compared, as more is better because the boxes contain different investigators, campaigns, and player card selections. Revised has more player cards and traditional tokens. Chapter 2 has more scenario cards plus connector and investigator tokens. Buy according to ecosystem, not raw cardboard weight. Can Chapter 2 cards play with Chapter 1 campaigns? Player cards are compatible. A legal investigator and deck can use earlier or later compatible player cards under the environment and deck building rules your group chooses. The current environment is the smaller recommended pool for new releases. Legacy play opens the historic card library. Campaign setup needs more care. Many Chapter 1 campaigns call for encounter sets that originated in the original revised core. Owning Chapter 2 does not silently put those physical cards in your box. Fantasy Flight's Grimoire supplies official substitutions for supported combinations. Before buying an older campaign for a Chapter 2-only collection, read that campaign's requirement and the latest Grimoire substitution entry. This is why all cards are compatible, and every old campaign works from this box alone or not the same sentence. The first is the broad system promise. The second depends on encounter set requirements and official substitutions. Revised core owners already possess the traditional Chapter 1 encounter foundation. Chapter 2 owners should use the documented bridge rather than improvise card names from forum memory. What do campaign, investigator, scenario, and small campaign actually mean? Core set: the playable foundation, rules, shared tokens, chaos bag, investigators, player cards, and an introductory campaign. Investigator deck: one investigator, a ready-to-play deck, and upgrade cards. No story. Investigator expansion: several investigators and a broad player card library. No campaign. Campaign expansion: the complete scenario and campaign content for a long story. No broad player card library. Scenario pack: one standalone case, usually playable alone or inserted into a campaign under its rules. Small campaign expansion: a compact, self-contained campaign, typically around 3 scenarios in the Chapter 2 model. Deck building expansion: a Chapter 2 player card product focused on options across classes, normally without new investigators. Return to: an optional remix and storage product for a campaign you already own. It does not replace the base campaign. Yumi's shortcut is ruthlessly literal. Campaign means story, investigator means player cards, deck means one ready character, core means foundation. If the noun does not match the thing you want to add, do not let matching cover art overrule the noun. How did the old Deluxe and Mythos pack model work? From the original release model, a cycle began with one Deluxe expansion. It usually held new investigators, player cards, and the opening scenarios. 6 individual Mythos packs followed, each adding one scenario and more player cards. The campaign was complete only after the 6th pack. One attractive deluxe box or one cheap mythos pack is therefore a fragment, not the whole arc. Fantasy Flight Repackaged Chapter 1 cycles into two clean products. A campaign expansion with all scenario content and an investigator expansion with all player content. You may buy either half alone. The cards are not new if you already own the entire original 7 product cycle. The value is consolidated access. The hard rule for second-hand and marketplace listings. Make a 7-item checklist before buying any old format lot. Complete cycle must mean a deluxe plus all 6 specifically named Mythos packs. If one is missing or the modern campaign expansion is available, the apparent bargain can become a scavenger hunt with collector pricing. Never price the first old box. Price the missing 6. That arithmetic ends most bargains before they become a shelf problem. What are the 4 clean buying paths? Path A, brand new current player, Chapter 2 Core. Play all 3 Brethren of Ash scenarios. Add one Evergreen Investigator deck when a player wants a stable ready-made identity, then choose a Chapter 2 small or full campaign when the group wants the next story. Path B, existing Revised Core owner. Keep Revised Core, replay Knight of the Zealot, then buy one complete modern Chapter 1 campaign expansion. Dunwich is the clearest teaching campaign, Carcosa is the strongest early story escalation. Add an investigator expansion only when your player card pool needs breadth. Path C. Chapter 2 owner who wants an older campaign. Choose the campaign first, confirm its core encounter requirements, and use the latest official grimoire substitutions where available. Do not assume a used deluxe box is the complete campaign. Path D. Joining a friend's collection. Buy one investigator deck such as Tommy Muldoon when the host already owns a core and campaign. You receive one pre-built investigator and upgrades without duplicating the host's shared foundation. This is the cleanest I want my own character purchase. Which listings should you avoid or verify twice? Avoid the 2016 original core as a normal first purchase. It was built around buying a second copy for full playsets and larger groups. Revised core solved that problem while Chapter 2 is the current entry. Avoid a lone old deluxe or mythos pack unless completing a verified legacy cycle. Avoid Return to as your first copy of a campaign. It remixes content you must already own. Verify marketplace bundles. Matching art may conceal one campaign box, one investigator box, an old deluxe, or a mixture of old packs. Check the product noun, SKU ASIN box front and included item list. Expansion by itself is not precise enough. Verify Chapter 1 requirements when starting from Chapter 2. The current grimoire, not a seller description, is the bridge authority. Do not pay scarcity prices because an old recommendation said Dunwich must be first. Complete campaigns are narratively independent. A normal price Carcosa, Hemlock Vale, or Edge of the Earth campaign plays better than a receipt for an inflated box. Availability can break ties after complexity and theme. Yumi's final shelf card, the shortest correct answer starting now, Chapter 2 Core, already own revised, keep it. Want a long story campaign expansion. Want more deck options, investigator expansion. Want one ready character, investigator deck. Want one special evening, scenario pack. Want a short linked story, small campaign. Found old deluxe mythos products, buy only as a complete verified cycle. Found return to, wait until you own and know the original campaign. The product line becomes humane as soon as you stop treating every box as one ladder. Stories and player cards are parallel shelves. Buy whichever shelf is producing the actual friction at your table. A group with plenty of decks needs a campaign. A group with a campaign but cramped roles needs player cards. A friend joining a stock table needs one investigator. Every other purchase can wait for a named reason. For the next decision, open Margot's revised core buying path, the standalone scenario archive, or Robert's interactive setup trainer. Final verdict. New in 2026, buy Chapter 2 Core. Already own revised core. Keep it and play Chapter 1. Add Chapter 2 only when you want the current card pool and future campaigns. Buy a campaign expansion for a long story, an investigator expansion for a broad deck-building library, an investigator deck for one ready-to-play character, and a scenario pack for one special case. Avoid isolated old deluxe boxes and mythos packs unless you have verified the complete cycle. Frequently asked questions. Should a new player buy Chapter 2 or Revised Core in 2026? Buy Chapter 2 Core for the current release path. Buy revised core only when you deliberately want the Chapter 1 legacy library and the price is normal. Does Chapter 2 replace revised core? Number it is a new current foundation, not a second edition. Revised core remains a complete Chapter 1 foundation and its cards still function. Is there an Arkham Horror Revisited core set? The official 2021 product is called the Revised Core Set. Revisited Core is a common mistaken name. Verify ASIN B999D3P8S. Do I need both Chapter 2 and Revised Core? Not to begin. Buy one foundation for the release path you intend to play. Add the other later only for its investigators, player cards, campaign components, or ecosystem. Which investigators are in Chapter 2 Core? Daniela Reyes, Joe Diamond, Trish Scarborough, Dexter Drake, and Isabel Barnes. Which investigators are in Revised Core? Roland Banks, Daisy Walker, Skids O'Toole, Agnes Baker, and Wendy Adams. What campaign is in Chapter 2 Core? Brethren of Ash, Spreading Flames, Smoke and Mirrors, and Queen of Ash. What campaign is in Revised Core? Night of the Zealot, The Gathering, The Midnight Masks, and The Devourer Below. Can Chapter 2 player cards be used in older campaigns? Broadly, yes. But older campaign setup may require core encounter sets that are not physically in Chapter 2. Check the latest official grimoire substitutions for the specific campaign. What is the difference between a campaign expansion and an investigator expansion? Campaign expansion means complete story and scenario content. Investigator expansion means investigators and player cards. They are independent purchases. What is an investigator deck? One ready-to-play investigator deck plus upgrade cards. It contains no campaign and assumes the table has a core and scenario content. What is a scenario pack? One standalone scenario, usually playable alone or inserted into a campaign under its instructions. It is not a long campaign or player card expansion. What is a small campaign expansion? A compact, self-contained campaign, typically around 3 scenarios in the Chapter 2 product model. Should I buy an old deluxe expansion or mythos pack? Only when deliberately completing a verified old format cycle. One deluxe plus 6 mythos packs made a complete campaign. A single piece is incomplete. Does a return to box include the original campaign? Number return to products remix and store campaigns you already own. They are later purchases for repeat players.